We're considering this book by Asher Norman called 26 Reasons Why Jews Don't Believe in Jesus. In our last session, we emphasized that the bottom line is that Jews don't believe in Jesus because they're spiritually dead. But that is true not only of Jews, but is true of Gentiles. But I thought we would start to go through some of the specific arguments, some of the specific reasons that he gives, and put it in the Christian perspective. The first reason that he sets down for Jews as to why they ought not and why they don't believe in Jesus is that Judaism and Christianity are incompatible. He argues that Judaism is not the foundation of Christianity, and that Christianity is not the completion of Judaism. Now, that's his first reason, basically, that Judaism and Christianity are incompatible one with the other. And I must say that I agree with that statement completely. Apart from the only Redeemer, apart from the only Mediator between God and men, the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no access that men can have to God. And Judaism seeks to approach God apart from that Mediator. The Old Testament itself, what he identifies as the Hebrew Scriptures, makes it abundantly clear that there is no access to God apart from a mediator, apart from the blood of a sacrifice. The dust of Korah's mass grave and the smoke that showed the charred remains of Nadab and Abihu testify in the Old Testament that man cannot approach God apart from the mediator that God himself has chosen. The Lord Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." That is a statement that is true not only in the New Testament, but a statement that was true in the Old Testament as well. God had chosen a mediator ultimately that was his son, apart from which there is no access to God. I would argue, in agreement with Norman, that Christianity, therefore, and Judaism are absolutely incompatible one with the other. I would argue that Christianity is the only true religion. It is the only true religion that has ever existed. Christianity did not begin at the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christianity was the religion that was revealed in the Old Testament Scripture. A Christ that was prophesied, a Christ that came in the New Testament era, but it's the same Christ, the same Redeemer, the same Mediator that God has chosen. Christianity is the only true religion. The religion of the Old Testament is Christianity. Judaism is not to be equated with Old Testament truth. Judaism is not to be identified with the theology of the Old Testament. Judaism, what we know as Judaism, I say first of all, is not Old Testament religion, but rather it is that which is rooted in the oral traditions of what we refer to as the intertestamental period, that period of some 400 years between the close of the Old Testament and the beginning of the New Testament Scripture. The Old Testament canon was closed at about 424 BC. Judaism was marked by the externalization and the establishing of various traditions during that particular period. Norman himself argues that the Old Testament cannot be understood apart from the oral traditions that historically took their foundation in this intertestamental period after the close of the Old Testament Scripture. And as arguments are from the Jews that Norman is going to issue forth, over and again, he is going to identify places where Jesus was a sinner, where Jesus transgressed the laws of Judaism. And I will submit to you, yes, there were times when Jesus did not agree or did not conform to the laws of Judaism. But Judaism is not to be equated with the laws of the Old Testament. Christ himself tells us that the Jews of his day had abrogated, had set aside the law of God by their own traditions. Traditions that came into existence after the close of the Old Testament. I'm never impressed, and I'm never much interested in rabbinic interpretation, therefore, of the Old Testament. All of that oral tradition, I say, has its beginning in the intertestamental period, and it was not written down. And this is something that we have to understand here, that all of the oral traditions that have now become written down for Judaism were not written down until the post-Christian era, until years after the Incarnation. Whether we're talking about the Talmud or the Mishnah, we are talking about things that were not written down until A.D. 100, 200, 300, years after the work of the Lord Jesus Christ upon the earth. And they are intentionally, all of this oral tradition is intentionally, therefore, anti-Jesus of Nazareth. It does not reflect the teaching of the Old Testament Scripture, a perversion of it. Judaism, I emphasize, is not to be equated with Old Testament religion. And so therefore, once I understand that, I agree completely that Christianity and Judaism are incompatible. Judaism is a perversion of Old Testament theology.